Two state agencies are spending this week revising the deal that would bring the Nets basketball team and a massive real estate development to Brooklyn. The board of the MTA is expected to vote this morning on a new payment schedule that would allow the developer to put only $20 million down on the project instead of a promised $100 million up front. And yesterday, the State Economic Development Agency gave a preliminary green light to that plan. Joining me now to explain these changes is WNYC's Matthew Sherman. So, Matthew, what's in the new deal?
Well, Sotirios, as you mentioned, one thing that's going to happen is that Forest City, Ratner, the developer, is going to be able to pay for the rail yards on which they're going to build the arena and the project in over the next 22 years, actually, is how it's going to work. And that'll make it easier for the developer to raise the cash necessary. The other big difference between now and the deal that was struck in 2005, sort of just more or less a handshake deal at that point, is that instead of building a replacement rail yard that was described as a state-of-the-art rail yard for the MTA, Forest City Ratner will build one that's worth about $100 million less, that has less capacity, fewer tracks, and that sort of thing.
Why is it that the MTA is willing to accept this new arrangement?
Part of it is that the economy is so poor. The MTA doesn't really know when it will be before it gets a better deal. And the other big piece of it is, frankly, just political pressure. The MTA board members are appointed largely by the mayor and the governor, both of whom are, you know, big supporters of this project, and they don't want to throw a wrench into the works here and be considered a spoil sport. That said, the Monday meeting when the MTA board first heard about this new proposal, I heard a lot of dissatisfaction on the part of board members, a lot of disgruntlement, a lot of dissatisfaction that they were put in this place. And one board member yesterday on the phone said to me, I think sort of in jest, said, this is a harder vote than the fare hike. That said, they, you know, most likely will approve it today.
Now, does this new deal mean that Ratner is going to take longer to complete the project or do less than originally planned? You mentioned a smaller rail yard, less capacity. What about the housing and other stuff?
You know, officially, the whole project stays the same, which is 16 towers plus the arena spread out over 22 acres. And according to the documents that were released yesterday, it's all supposed to be done in 10 years. Now the finish date is 2019 instead of 2016. But, you know, it's largely because of the litigation that's happened since this project was first approved. That said, Ratner has a lot longer than that to finish the entire project. And in fact, this new payment structure with the MTA makes it a lot easier for him to bail out of it after he finishes, let's say, just the arena. He wouldn't necessarily have to finish the whole thing. He'll face certain penalties, but not that great.
You know, this news, plus the decision to drop architect Frank Gehry from the project, suggests that Atlantic Yards is really in trouble. I mean, is it?
You know, in a funny way, I think it's almost the opposite. And, you know, Ratner would not be spending so much time trying to trim the costs. It's now a $5 billion project, for example, up from, I think, $2.5 billion when he first proposed it. If he didn't think that there was actually a finish line in sight and he could actually get this thing in the ground, I think dropping Gehry and going for a cheaper architect makes it more feasible. And the same thing with shaving off $100, $180 million upfront payments to the MTA will also make it easier to get in the ground.
Just briefly to wrap up, the new arena design has been described as boxy. What kind of arena will Brooklyn be getting? And is there any recourse if design shifts like this?
Officially, Forest City Ratner hasn't finished its design, and it will be working on it and releasing it to the public soon. The one thing that I can say is that they will have to abide by certain design guidelines, and the design guidelines prescribe, say, certain materials can't be used. The synthetic stucco you sometimes see on mall buildings, for example, or superstores can't be used. But no one can really legislate a real stylistic architecture like Gehry was offering.
What about recourse when something happens like this?
Well, there are certain penalties. I mean, there are these design guidelines that they still have to abide by. But I think the question is, at this point, how much are the agencies, in this case Empire State Development Corporation, really willing to crack down on this?
All right. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.
WNYC's economic development reporter, Matthew Sherman.